Just as Luigi drove off, McQueen was blasted with cold water.
"Oh!" he screamed. "Stop!"
The water stopped, and McQueen found himself facing Red. Sally was standing beside him.
"Ooh, Red," Sally said, "you missed a spot. See it right there, right on the hood, right there."
"No, no,"
McQueen cried as Red blasted the remaining piece of cactus on his hood.
"Ah, stop," he sputtered. "Ah, that's cold. Whew, help, please, stop."
Red kept blasting water at McQueen until the cactus flew off.
"Thanks, Red," Sally said.
"What was that for?" McQueen demanded, coughing and blinking.
"Do you want to stay at the Cozy Cone, or what?" Sally asked bluntly. "I mean, if you do, you gotta be clean."
"What?"
McQueen was really confused now.
"I don't get it."
"Nothing,"
Sally said, trying to sound as if it was no big deal.
"I just thought I'd say thank you for doing a great job by letting you stay at the Cozy Cone."
McQueen was shocked.
"Wait, you're being nice to me."
"I mean, if you want to stay at the Dirty Impound, that's fine," Sally went on. "You know, I understand. You criminal types."
"No, no, no, no. That's okay."
McQueen looked in admiration at the motel in the distance. It was much nicer than the impound, that was for sure.
"Yeah, the Cozy Cone. Cone number one, if you want."
Sally drove off, accidentally running into a stack of orange cones. They tumbled all over. Embarrassed, she drove quickly into her motel office. Just then, Mater appeared. He pulled up beside McQueen and began chattering away.
"You know, I once knew this girl, Doreen. Good-looking girl. Looked just like a Jaguar, only she was a truck. You know, I used to crash into her just so I could spoke to her."
Mater grinned proudly.
"What are you talking about?" McQueen asked.
"I don't know," Mater admitted. "Hey, I know something we can do tonight, because I'm in charge of watching you."
"No, Mater, I gotta finish this road, and I have to get out of here."
"Well, that's all right, Mr. I Can't Turn on Dirt."
Mater started to drive off.
"You probably couldn't handle it anyway."
"Whoa, whoa, easy now, Mater," McQueen said indignantly.
"You know who you're talking to.
This is Lightning McQueen. I can handle anything."
This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.